Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Thomas Nelson came back and said, "We've decided we're going to call this book 12 Stories of Christmas." And I said, "Well, there's only 10. And they said, "Well, we need two more." And so I wrote Telegraph Girl of Telegraph Hill early in the year. It's based on an actual historical event that took place on December the 25th of 1941 in San Francisco, a very dramatic moment for that city as it relates to World War II. And so I wrote that story in advance. It's published in this book, and I've encouraged people in our church not to read this story because it's the one we're going to use night after the day after tomorrow on Christmas Eve.
Oh, how fun. Well, here's another powerful quote from one of your stories. "Most people don't truly understand Christmas. They never think beyond the babe in the manger. But I was taught, and I believe, that Christmas is about an empty throne, an empty manger, an empty cross, and an empty tomb, all of which fill our empty hearts." So powerful. Again, sometimes we do get lost, not only in just the babe in the manger, which is a miracle, but the commercialism of Christmas. But the truth is, there's an empty cross and an empty tomb, and what Jesus did does fill our empty hearts. So maybe speak to that person listening today, Robert, that really has only gone as far as the babe in the manger, as far as the story of Christmas.
Yes, that particular story the quote is from is called The Blue Danube Christmas, and I traveled to Bratislava and studied that city and told the story of a sculptor there and a dog who steals the baby Jesus. And so she has an empty manger, and she's supposed to put a display in the cathedral. But she comes to understand that Jesus came to this earth, and everywhere he went, it was from one empty space to another. He left the throne, and so we have an empty throne. He came to the manger, but he left the manger, so there's an empty manger. He went to the cross, but they took him down, so the cross was empty. He went to the tomb, but he left the tomb, and so the tomb is empty, and he returned to the throne. He made a round trip from heaven and back, and all along the way, he left empty places, which he filled with his own grace. And many times our hearts feel empty, and we look around at the busyness of life and the futility of life in a secular world that doesn't really believe in God, and we think that we're in a universe that has no purpose. But we open the Bible, we read the story of Christmas, we see the Christ child, and we know that he emptied heaven, he emptied the manger, he emptied the tomb, he returned to heaven so that our empty hearts might be filled with him and with his love and joy and grace.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.